meeting of August 13, 2019. First things, approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one suggested change today under Janelle Cornwell, item number one. We're going to strike that ordinance today just to make a technical clerical change and bring that right back in next week. It won't have anything to, any impact on our scheduling. So I would strike item number one under Janelle Cornwell.
Okay. Again, motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of July 30th. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have a letter from the Sussex County Crusaders for the American Cancer Society for the Relay of Life, for Life of Sussex County, thanking County Council for their sponsorship. That is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road. At the last council meeting, which was interesting, but we had the comments and stuff about Mr. Lawson and Mr. Riley both going to the county fair and sponsored, and yet I believe with the goat section and the animal section for the kids. Now, if you have certain acreage, and like with the goats, if you have under the 5 acres, we say feed under 5 acres, you're allowed to have eight goats or eight sheep and whatever it is with the pigs and the horses and the cows, all in under the 5 acres. But them two being familiar with the goats, I'd assume that they're familiar with a lot of stuff that goes along with them. But when Mr. Lank was here, we had discussion because we were discussing the pigs next door with my neighbor. Now, if you want to have eight pigs, it's fine. But once you have a litter of pigs, you're now over the eight. There is no, once they hit the ground, they're counted as one. So you're in county violation as soon as that litter would be born. Now, with the goats, is if you have a couple children and you're breeding the goats to try and get the best one, with the eight goats on under 5 acres, say you have three or four kids on that 3 acre parcel, 4 acre parcel, you go out, you invest in a couple good stud goats, you have maybe three or four female goats. As soon as they're bred, they drop their dolls, babies, whatever you want to call the goats. I don't know what they're called.
Kids,
have the kids. You now are over the limit. And when you look at the code with the feedlots under 5 acres, there is no avenue to allow them to even do it over the kids without being in violation if they're under 5 acres to go over that eight. It's just part of the confusion with the way the code is written and should be changed. It's the perfect example to look at it, come up what the state does, count them by unit, count the animals and livestock by units, put it all in one. If you want to have the 10 goats, the 12 goats, and there's not a problem, you should be able to do it without a problem. If it's done competently, people should have the rights to do it and keep it simple. And then on the other hand, if it gets out of control, there should be safeguards for the neighbor to say, look, this is out of control. Not just a NIMBY situation, but when something comes on the neighbor's property, then your code enforcement should have a recourse. But it just proves something that should be addressed and should be fixed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
I'll pass.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson, your report.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. County Administrator's Report for August 13, 2019. Item number one. Applications for the fiscal year FY 2020 Human Service Grant Program are now being accepted. The Human Service Grant Program provides grants to countywide nonprofit agencies for the purpose of enhancing health and human services, which contribute to a safe, healthy, and self-sufficient community. Funds provide grants that assist organizations with resources in support of programs or capital purchases. To be eligible for a grant, organizations must fill out an application, which is available on the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov. The deadline for filling out grant requests is Monday, September 30th. Item 2. The Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities Conference Planning Subcommittee will meet on Monday, August 19th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Office's West Complex at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. A copy of the agenda is attached. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Well, we're not quite to 10:15 for our public hearings that are advertised, so Bobby Murray, come on down. Mobile Integrated Healthcare MOU with BB Healthcare. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, council members. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you today and talk about Mobile Integrated Healthcare, an initiative that we've been working on for about 3 years with BB Healthcare. With me today, I have Rick Schaffner. With BB Hospital, the interim CEO, or president and CEO, and Kimberly Blanche with Population Health at BB. All right. So about 3 years ago, we started a conversation with BB Healthcare looking at mobile integrated healthcare. And we have formed a partnership between the two of us and the Office of EMS at the state level to look at quality of life and readmission of COPD patients within 30 days and looking to reduce those readmissions. What we would like to do within this program, and it's going to be a pilot program that extends for 1 year starting September 1st of 2019. Through the end of August next year, is enroll and interact with up to 50 patients who have a diagnosis of COPD. These patients are frequently readmitted either in the emergency room or into the hospital within 30 days, and we feel as though if we can put paramedics in their house doing some things with them, that we can reduce those readmissions and those costly readmissions. So in 2015, again, we started this 3 years ago in 16, looking at the previous year at BB's data, 30% of the patients who were seen at BB with COPD were readmitted within 30 days. And our goal in this pilot is to reduce that number by 30%. In addition to that, we'd like to improve the overall quality of life of these customers, of these patients that we have in Sussex County, whether that is through reducing falls, smoking cessation, or just other social service opportunities that we can look at. BB identified the catchment area that we want to utilize in this pilot, and that's the zip code of 19966. Anytime they look at their respiratory complaint, that Millsboro zip code is typically the highest where they see those COPD patients and those respiratory patients. Our role, a paramedic's new role, of actually instead of being reactionary and going on 911 calls, this will give us an opportunity to actually go out into the house before the patient needs 911 and intervene with them through patient education, through different modalities. Our training, we have already worked on most of the training. Each of three paramedics that we identified about a year ago that were interested in this program have attended approximately 50 hours of training through population health, respiratory management, and some one-on-one patient education. The home visits we're looking at starting on September the 10th, and again, these patients will be enrolled through BB's Population Health. They will accept enrollment, be interested in the enrollment, and then our paramedics will go out and do home safety inspections. They will work on medication reconciliation. A lot of times when people are discharged from the hospital, they shake their head up and down, yes, 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 I understand, because they want to get out of the hospital, and then they get home and they realize maybe they didn't quite understand their medications as well as they should have. And is that two medications one time a day or one medication twice a day? Do they really understand how to use their nebulizer and how to assemble the nebulizer? And these are both examples of what our paramedics will be ensuring. Our paramedics will work very closely with the advanced care clinic through BB's Population Health, and anytime that there's a gap in service identified, they'll be reaching out to one of those care coordinators and working on a resolution and ensuring those patient needs are met. So our challenges, and the reason that it's taken 3 years to stand before you, Chapter 97, and even more specifically Chapter 98, does not allow for non-emergency intervention with EMS. The legislation is really written in the sense that it is an emergency, it is reactionary, it's after a 911 call has been made, and with the assumption that the patient is going to be transported to the hospital. And that's what we're trying to get away from. We'd like to get out in front of these patients weeks, months ahead of time before they're actually in trouble, identify those gaps, and hopefully take steps to minimize their need to go to the emergency room. The other opportunity that we had was we had to find medical direction. BB Healthcare is providing that medical director. Dr. Bobby Gulab is going to be our program medical director, with Dr. Paul Cowan, one of our associate medical directors, serving as the liaison between EMS and population health. The second challenge that we had was funding. Any of these pilot programs are going to cost money, and this one is certainly no different. The Jesse Ball DuPont Fund, we requested a grant from them for $75,000. That was partially funded at $31,500. And then BB Healthcare, with that gap, immediately stepped forward and acknowledged that they would fill any gap in funding that existed until additional funds could be found. Discover Bank came forward. A request from them was made for $75,000, and they awarded $61,500 in June of 2019. So the funding piece more recently fell into place. And then we had an MOU, and we worked with our county attorney, we worked with the state AG's office and BB's legal team to come up with an MOU that we all agreed upon. And that took a little bit longer than I think any of us anticipated, but we are finally in a position where all three agencies agree with the language that is within that MOU. So after our pilot, our hope is that over the course of the next year, our paramedics will have an opportunity to visit with these patients who are frequently readmitted. We would like to review the data. We're going to have to present that at the state level to the Board of Medical Licensure and Discipline, as well as the ALS Standards Committee, who gave us approval for this pilot. We also will look to suggest legislative changes. The whole idea here is we will, after going through the pilot, have a great understanding of how the legislation needs to be written. And then we will make those recommendations to the state for Chapter 98 to be changed. And then seek continued funding, whether that is through the local hospital or if that's through other partners in funding or even insurance companies. We look to secure additional funding for this. In the future, the sky is really the limit. In the process over the last 3 years of us working on this pilot, we've been approached by two other local hospitals asking for us to become involved in mobile integrated health care. We've moved them to the back burner because we really only want one pilot going on at a time. But other opportunities are certainly congestive heart failure patients. They also have a frequent readmission. Elderly patients who fall frequently, or just our loyal users who frequently call 911, getting out in front of them. Our first step, though, before we can get ahead of ourselves, is really seeing this pilot through and seeing the success of this pilot. I'd like to open it up if there are any questions that anyone may have.
I do have one.
Yep.
Just making sure. I'm sure the answer is going to be yes, but just making sure. This funding for this is not on the county taxpayer at all.
So BB Medical Center Foundation has certainly done the lion's share of the work of lining up the funding and the grant money for this. And they have been able to secure funding sufficient enough that it limits the taxpayers' liability. Uniform costs, incidental uniform costs, certainly administrative oversight of salaried employees are not going to be passed on to this pilot. But all of the paramedic hours, their funds associated with that will be covered at full cost.
Good. Now, I'm sure I would hope this will have a good outcome. And I feel sure that you're exactly right. The future is unlimited with how many other things could be done for the patient at their house.
Absolutely.
First come back into the hospital.
Absolutely.
I'm sure readmission is not a good thing. If I were in healthcare business, I would think it would be a good thing.
I'd like to... Mr. Schaffner would like to say a few words.
Sure.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Robbie, Mr. President, and council members. I mean, we at BB have talked about this for a number of years. We are very grateful for partners like the paramedic program here in Sussex County to really work with us to move this program forward. We think that it is quite an opportunity, I think, for just not only ourselves, but for their healthcare systems within the county, once this particular program, I think, is going to prove itself forward. We certainly understand that there's going to be costs involved, but I think that for the benefit of the patients, the residents of the county, our friends, our neighbors, you know, they deserve this, and I think that this is something. So we're very grateful for the ongoing participation of the county and particularly the partnership. These are the types of partnerships that are really going to make healthcare work going forward as things go. So we appreciate the consideration.
Thank you. Any questions to council?
Is that going to help COP members live longer?
It is our hope.
That's
absolutely
our goal, I think, yes.
Well, I know a fellow that went to a doctor for COPD, and he come home and went to smoke again, so how are we going to protect him?
They'll hide the cigarettes.
Yeah, so certainly smoking cessation would be a part of it. I do have a motion available if you're ready,
please,
sir.
Please use your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County, through the EMS department, enter into an approximate one-year mobile integrated healthcare pilot program with BB Healthcare in the state of Delaware through the Office of EMS, with a goal of reducing readmission of select COPD patients and improving their overall quality of life.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Burton.
It's a great plan. Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very much. Good luck.
We do have a signature.
I'm sure you do.
Absolutely.
We'll take care of that.
Are we going to hire more paramedics because
no, sir.
Because you're going to hospital take care of COPD?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Well, I didn't understand that way.
Yeah. They're not going to be hiring anybody else. They're going to use the paramedics they got.
And you say one we got.
Yep. Okay. Some will be paying overtime to do that out of this money from BB Hospital. It is now back to our public hearing time, 10:15. Jenny, I guess it must be you. You got all this money involved. You and Hans, I'm sure, yeah.
Good morning, Mr. President. This would be a joint performance by our finance director and our county engineer. If I may start, Gina.
Go ahead.
Three ordinances before you today, one financed by the USDA, the other two financed by the State Revolving Fund. And there's a slight difference in the actual approach because the USDA requires a loan resolution also to be approved. It's standard, we've done that before, the others is a straightforward borrowing ordinances. First project before you is the spray irrigation, and remember that one is mostly land acquisition. There's a small component of tie-in and servicing of existing rigs and servicing, I mean, that we can turn them on and off remotely, that they're integrated in our service. But this is strictly for spray on demand where local entities, farming entities, spray either on our or on their land, and we feed them through that loop and we acquire property which is associated with it. You have looked at the properties we worked on, and that is the funding piece which Ms. Jennings referred to you in the previous presentations before you made the decision to put that on a purchase opportunity. So here we have the funding in place, we have the purchase in place, so this essentially sets the debt ordinance up for the legal process.
Okay. Ms. Jennings, Mr. Walton,
Mr. Moore to do the public
yes.
hearing.
At this time, there is a public hearing on the three separate ordinances. The first public hearing, as Mr. Medlars just described, concerning $8,808,000 of general obligation bonds for the purchase of spray irrigation. He has given a short presentation. Council will have an opportunity to ask any questions, and then it will be opened up for any public input or comment. If any of you desire to come forward and speak, come to the podium, make your statement, write your name and address down on the tablet that is there, and after the public hearing is over, council will have an opportunity to vote on the matter if they so desire. So at this point, Mr. President, if council has any questions on anything on this first public hearing, first proposed ordinance. Are there any questions from council?
If, by the way, who's paying for this?
Thank you, Councilman Wilson. I on purpose did not answer the question because I wanted you to ask it. It is an enterprise-funded project expense, and it's funded through the overall user fees, which is everybody on the system pays. It's associated with the growth and permit compliance of the system.
Everybody paying for it? That means the general taxpayer is paying for it.
Everybody on the system.
Enterprise fund is paying for it. Taxpayers have...
It's cut simple. You're going to say user fee, right?
User fees.
Let's make it simple.
User fees.
Yes. But in the event that the users were unable to cover the cost of the bond, the county would stand good for it, correct?
Councilman, this is a general requirement by both funding agencies. It's actually written in the authorization that the entity borrowing the funds, which can issue general obligation bonds, is asked to do so. You can substitute with a revenue bond upon special consideration. I've seen it happen once or twice in 35 years, and 99% of these cases go through with a GOB.
If there are no other questions, is there any member of the public, Mr. Kramer, come forward, please?
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road. I'm not sure this is the one I want to even talk about. I think it may be the next two. It has to do with refunding money or forgiving of money. Is that involved in this one?
No, it's the next two.
Okay. Then I'll sit down here.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in regards to this matter? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore, we do short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An order authorizing the issuance of up to $8,808,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the purchase of a spray irrigation system and land, and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Okay, motion accepted.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
Mr. President, we do need to approve the loan resolution for USDA. I have a motion for your consideration.
Well, I guess please read it then.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approve. So, sorry, that was the... I'm ahead of myself. Let me restart, please.
Sure.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments, that the USDA loan resolution authorizing supplemental indebtedness for the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Spray Irrigation System and Land Acquisition Project be approved.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wolf. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
Moving on to the next one.
Yes. Next, Mr. Moore.
The next one is the second hearing. As we indicated in the preamble, that there were three separate ordinances, and Mr. Medlars is going to explain the second ordinance, which is in connection with the Joy Beach sewer annexation project. Mr. Medlars.
The Joy Beach area of the Unified Sewer District was extended upon public hearing. We have, after the extension, filed the application. It is on the state's intended use list. And for this particular year, the state has made an offer to fund this project in the amount of $5 million, $5.5 million, give or take. Like this one being a state-funded project. The loan is the full loan. We're authorizing the full loan amount for the time of construction. After completion of the project and after closure of the loan, we will be eligible for a loan forgiveness amount, which is also spelled out in the financing agreement which comes with the offer. That has to do with making the project more affordable and trying to bring it within the guidelines as they are published for these EPA funds administered through the state of Delaware. So, having said this, the full authorization has to be because we're carrying the entire debt through the project. And at the end, we close on the entire amount, and then in the same closing, we're forgiving a certain amount predetermined as per our financing agreement. These are the terms. So, in by order to execute the finance agreement, we agree to these terms by authorizing the indebtedness. We are agreeing to issue the general obligation bond in the full amount. Now, this time I will preempt Mr. Wilson's question. It is a project which is, in this particular case, and that is important, it is not like the initial one where the debt is carried by the entire user group, i.e. 72,000 accounts. It's only carried by the Joy Beach user group in that district area. Major distinction, hence the associated loan forgiveness.
Did you use the word state-owned? Did you hear state? Did I hear you say state only? Is state only?
That is state only funding. Yes, that is not USDA. That's a state only funded project.
Okay, state's been put money into it.
Any other questions from council?
Questions?
Okay. Is there any member of the public that would like to address this, Mr. Kramer? And I think you've already signed your name.
Yep. And there again, Dan Kramer. The question I have. You're borrowing $5 million, and the next one is $3 million. Both of them show that you're going to be forgiveness of something. But you still borrowed that money. It's in a bonded form. So how are you going to pay for that bond? Because it's how can you forgive a bond when you sold the bond and people have the bonds? Are you going to call the bond? Who's going to pay for the forgiveness, if there is a forgiveness? Somebody's got to pay for that. Who's paying for it? Either the taxpayer or the people in that sewer thing. Who's paying for it?
I can. So these are SRF, State of Delaware, bonds. So there's no public bonds. There's nobody getting the bonds. They go to the state revolving fund. They call them bonds because they're debt to us, but that is a separate financing agreement. So what's going to happen is the state revolving fund, State of Delaware, is going to give us the full $5 million in debt, and then they're going to say, you do not have to pay us back. And I believe their funding comes through, most of it's coming through the EPA.
So, but it's still tax dollars money then.
Yes. Yeah, it's not, but
that's
it's
all
not.
All I need to know. Somebody pays for it.
Okay, is there anyone else that'd like to address this issue or speak to this issue? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and council desires to close public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council to close public record. And Mr. Moore, really short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $5,691,821 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Joy Beach Sewer Annexation Project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions?
Is this forgiveness?
Wilson.
Means you just forget the bond. They don't have to pay back our money, to what you're saying there.
It means the state is going to forgive us some of what we pay back to them, yes. The state's going to do that. State money is going to do that.
They're going to give us money, we're just going to forgive them, forget it. Right?
As long as we conform to certain.
As long as we do what we're supposed to do.
Right, okay.
Then they're going to write off some of that $5 million. Yeah. So we're going to borrow $5 million. $691,821, and we get all end of them all done. The state's going to say, I'm just picking them out of the sky now. The state's going to say, you actually got to pay us back $4 million.
Yeah.
And that $4 million comes from?
Comes from the Joy Beach Sewer District.
Right.
So we're going to do the sewer. We're going to do the water. Where's water going? Where's sewer going?
The sewer is going to the Inland Bays Regional Facility, which you just previously, just in the previous motion, you had, remember the spray on demand type,
and
so we're creating.
The ocean, is that what I'm saying?
No, that is.
This is our Inland Bays Facility.
Spray irrigation.
Yeah. Land application.
Okay.
Any more questions? Take your vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Obviously, Mr. Carey. Last one.
Yes, and this one is on the Mulberry Knoll Sewer District project for $3,135,379. Mr. Medlars.
Thank you. The same terms apply. We have to carry the entire loan amount through the construction period. We actually pay interest during construction on the entire amount. At the time of closing, a certain percentage predetermined in the financing agreement is forgiven on that particular project, as well as it was on the previous one. Addressing Mr. Kramer's comments from previously, the funding through the EPA comes through the Clean Water Act. It's an annual allocation. It's part of the budget. It's in EPA's budget. So there's a certain percentage given to all states. It's not just for Delaware. And the states can only get the funding if they match it. So the state of Delaware is required under the Act to match a certain amount of the funding in order for it to become available to Delaware. So once that funding is in place under Delaware's control, that's when the state can look through the application process. So we competitively apply, just like all the other entities through the state. Projects are ranked based on their ranking criteria. And based on where we rank, in this particular criteria, we either land on the intended use plan and the project priority list for that year, or we don't. So these two projects, which I probably should have said earlier, rank very high environmentally, because these two communities immediately front the bay. And I remember stating this in the intro when you introduced the ordinances. Some of the projects, when you have nitrogen and phosphorus pollution, that groundwater reaches the bay after years. When you flush into your septic system, let's just hope you have one in Joy Beach, the nitrogen pollution and the phosphorus pollution reaches the bay within hours. That's the difference. So these projects are high impact projects. They have received some of the highest criteria on the ranking, and they have received the state's attention.
Okay, is there any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue or make a comment? Any member of the public? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council to close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $3,135,379 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the Mulberry Knoll Sewer District project and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have yet motion carried. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everybody. Now, you're still up here.
Yes.
On the James Farm Master Plan.
This is in my 4 years as the county engineer, round three. When you read through the memo, you see how this whole thing evolved. It involved from a long-term lease to a participation in the master plan to a participation in phase one to a change order to phase one, allowing the full completion of phase one, and now to phase two. There's a multi-step process involved in each of these phases. We, the County Engineering Department, writes a pre-application to DNRC, Parks and Rec, for the open recreation and this particular acronym has puzzled me for a long time, but it's the outdoor recreation and parks and trail program. So The previous two funding phases came through the same program, and this particular one is now phase two implementation. And again, phase two will be broken down in two segments. We know we don't have enough money, but we did receive in the pre-application the invitation to apply by September 6th for $164,500. It is a matching program. We are required to put up a 50% match. As you can see, the match comes partially from us, which you already have in your budget. So this is, we're not asking for any new money. There's $42,000 in the budget for the James Farm, and that was earmarked for phase two of the of this ORPT. And the other $40,250 comes through the center. They're using some donations, the majority being donations, some of their EPA funding. Again, that comes, believe it or not, through the same Clean Water Act as the SRF funding. They receive funds from the EPA, and some of it comes for a very small component comes for their in-kind project management. So we've reviewed this with finance. The application is ready to proceed if you see so fit to authorize the resolution associated with the application.
Do you have a motion?
I do have a motion for your consideration. And you have the resolution in your packet. May it be moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approve the submission of an application to DNRC for an ORPT grant in the amount of $82,250 and adopt the resolution entitled to submit a request to the Delaware Department of Natural Resource and Environmental Control Outdoor Recreation Parks and Trails ORPT program for a 50% matching grant to finance part of phase two construction of the James Farm Ecological Preserve Master Plan.
Shoo.
It was a long motion.
We have any questions on this motion?
Who's paying for it? Taxpayers.
For $42,000.
So it can't come back to council.
$42,000 you have already approved.
The budget we approved this year.
It still comes back to council regardless of what has been approved, right?
Some of it.
$42,000 comes back to the council, correct?
Councilman, it will eventually come back in the form. If we receive the full grant amount of $82,500, we will then bring forward construction and or design components for your approval. So you see the use. You see the funding come back, and then you see the expense to be authorized by you.
So when it comes back, so when you're finished, come back to us, we're going to pay, we'll still have to pay for that. County Council still has to pay for that, right?
Out of the $165,000, one quarter, 25%, is county funds.
County funds.
Mm-hmm.
So the county still pays part of it?
Yes.
Well, okay, I heard $42,000 somewhere.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Do you happen to have an artist's rendering of the ultimate design?
I think I forwarded you the mess. Remember, this is now phase two, same plan I send you, still on the same master. We're now in phase two, and that being the first part of phase two.
Okay.
And just under consideration are, just in the broadest sense of the word, is a restroom / maintenance piece component and a outdoor education component. So the application was written in such a way that it covers all of phase two, but we will have to make a decision once the money is received, which component of phase two. There's not enough money to do all the components, but which components will receive the priority. And that's really a center of the Inland Bays board decision, and we are essentially only the implementing arm.
How many acres are we talking about here?
Councilman, I would be lying if I told you the exact acreage, so can I get back with you on that one? That's not my usual answer, you know that, but I don't know the real number.
I'm just saying this is probably one of the most expensive farms that they ever gave to us.
From a dollar amount or from a size?
From dollar wise.
No, I think we've had similar, that's very much in line with the other two, within a few thousand dollars.
Yeah. Any more questions? Need a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.